Robert, I was talking to Kim the other day, your wife, and one of the things is, by the way, congratulations on your two infomercials. They're hot, yes?
Yeah.
And what I noticed on the second infomercial is that Kim is right there front and center. And she talks about how she herself, using the technologies and the strategies that I suppose you taught her, has now her own company, her own real estate investing business, and she's basically going through the roof. And I believe that one of the things that you were talking about and that she was talking about is that pretty soon she'll be coming out and teaching people too. What is it about the way you invest in real estate or what you teach in real estate that's so different and so significant?
Well, number one, it's not about, you know, like the other guy who teaches real estate, they talk about negative cash flow, they talk about nothing down and all that other stuff, you know. It's nothing to do with that. There's six basic steps to becoming a successful real estate investor. That's what my rich dad taught me. If you know those six basic steps, it's a very, very good process. Not an easy process, but it's a very good process of becoming a great investor. The reason sometimes people buy nothing down real estate property is because they got nothing to put down. And they're buying something that nobody else wants. That's why they're making it so cheap or they're being set up. The other thing about buying a property that loses money, which is called negative gearing or negative cash flow. Years ago, my rich dad said to me, he says, you know, how easy is it to find something that loses money? It's real easy. Any idiot can find a piece of property that loses money. And yet there's guys actually out there, they're rampant through Australia, saying to people, lose money. Go buy a piece of property and lose money. They think that's intelligent. I mean, it takes no intelligence to find something that loses money. It takes no intelligence to find a stock that loses money. It takes no intelligence to find a business that's losing money. But it takes a lot of intelligence to find something that makes money. So our things teach people how it makes money. Number two thing about real estate is not finding the property, it's managing the property. So we've spent a lot of time on the management because you make or break your money, and you actually make or lose money in the management. And the third hardest part about real estate is finding the financing for it. So we do go through the three steps. It's not a, finding a piece of real estate is no problem. I can walk around Vancouver and find tons of real estate for sale. But putting the deal together is the hard part. Structuring it with the right corporation, next hard part. So it's a lot to real estate, but once you know the six basic steps, it's easy. Once you've done one, you can do two, three, four, because the process, the six steps are basically the same. Whether it's 100,000 or 100 million, the steps are the same. It's just the paperwork gets bigger the more the price goes up.
One of the things you, one of the things I find with real estate myself too is that it seems like the average person, whether, you know, the average person can do this. It's like, if you're really a sophisticated person with a ton of money, you can do it. And if you don't have that much money and you're creative and you know what to do, you can do it. And it seems like I meet people from all walks of life. And I don't know if this is, you know, the sign of the times or whatnot, but most people who've made it have made it in some form of investing in real estate.
Well, most rich people have either made their money in real estate or they hold their money in real estate. And I am the category that holds their money in real estate simply because it's a lot safer for me. I mean, than the stock market. And the way you know real estate is safer is you very simply go to your banker and ask them this question. Ask them if they would lend you $1 million to buy stocks. And the answer is no, absolutely not. If your RRSP is such a good investment, ask your banker if they'll lend you $2 million to put in your RRSP. They laugh at you because it's too risky. And yet millions of Canadians have their money in RRSPs, the riskiest of all investments possible. You got to look at it from the point of view of a banker. The second thing a banker is going to ask you for is insurance. Like all my property have massive, I mean, one of the greatest expenses I have on property is insurance. Property insurance, liability insurance, fire insurance, flood insurance, as well as mortgage insurance. Because a banker wants the thing insured. Ask yourself this, can you take out an insurance policy in your RRSP or a 401k? Answer is no. So the average person, because they went to college and got well educated, thinks that because the government says your 401k, your RRSP is safe, it's safe. That is the biggest joke going. You can't borrow money on it, and the insurance companies won't insure it. And that's how risky they are.
Now, one thing about real estate that I have to say myself is I have never invested a ton of money in it originally. I never did one of the nothing down things and whatnot. I made most of my money, of course, in the business world. But now that I'm looking at investment after investment after investment, other than a few specific type of funds that I really like, it seems that real estate seems to always be, as you say, a method to make it, and definitely a method to hold it and hopefully grow. There's so many methods out there that are not feasible in the long range. And if you're talking about buy and hold, I think real estate is obviously the one that I'm seeing more and more and more. In fact, one of the things myself is that I've even been looking to get much more educated in real estate myself, because I know that even just the holding the wealth there, you need to be educated in that.
Exactly, because there's more bad real estate deals than there are stock. So just because a thing says real estate doesn't mean it's good. And, you know, people keep... I remember when British Columbia or Vancouver real estate was going through the roof because the Chinese from Hong Kong were moving in there, and then it collapsed. So every market goes up and down. So when people say, aren't you afraid of right now America's in a real estate bubble, am I not afraid? I go, heck no, because when it collapses, basically that's all the idiots giving me their money so I can take over their properties for them. So it doesn't, if you're a good investor, whether it's stocks, businesses, or real estate, it doesn't make a difference if the market's going up or down. But the key is what you said, you've got to be educated. There's just as many bad real estate deals, and in fact, there's more liars in real estate than in the stock market. So you've really got to be careful. In real estate, they call it a pro forma. You know, in the stock market, it's called an analyst report or a pro forma. Basically, they're lying to you. Basically, it's a sales sheet. And if you don't know the difference between a sales sheet, the real facts and figures, you're going to get taken. So I've met more liars in real estate. In fact, you know, a lot of people consider me one of them, but that's what I do. I sell that stuff to people who are unsuspecting, you know. I mean, but you see, you've got to get educated. Nobody's out handing you a free lunch. So if you're bad at real estate, you'll lose money. And so that's why my recommendation is start 10 small properties and start small. I mean, start with one small deal, make sure it works. Next year, buy another small deal. A year later, buy another small deal, but stay in the small deals until your confidence and your experience grows up. Then you can move to a bigger deal. That's what my wife did. She stayed with small deals for about 6 years, and then this year alone, she's bought probably $16 million worth of property by herself. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she makes about $60,000 a month without working, passive income.
$60,000 a month passive. That's Kim, his wife, yes?
Yeah, that's
awesome. Good that's, job. That's, way to go. So that seems to be...
I want to add that U.S. dollars.
What do you say? Oh, U.S. dollars, yes. That's 4.5 million Canadian.
Yeah. But the reason I'm buying gold right now is because I expect the U.S. dollar to tank. So I've been buying gold since 1999.
So what do you, I mean, one of the things you do is you write books and talk about things, but one of the things I've heard a little differently is that in your program, you are much more specific and you bring in people who are much more specific, do the how-tos, the A to B's, the 1-2-3's, that type of thing. You know, you were saying to me that that you have a program coming up, and one of the things we do at this program is that I love introducing my participants to the people who taught me. And obviously, Robert, you're one of those people, and not only in the principles of life that you taught me and in the training, how to be an awesome trainer, which you, of course, are, that was another piece. But I think that one of the things about you is that you make it really, real simple. And I think if there's anything that I bring to people, what they tell me at least is I make things pretty simple. I take things that are sometimes much more complex and just boil it down to where any frickin' idiot can understand it, including me, yes? And I think that we're alike in that way. And I had Kim PDF us the flyers on your next real estate investment program, which I think that's coming up in April, yes?
That's correct.
So what I want to do right now is we just got them on board and collated them because now that we knew that you were going to be on with us, and thanks for being here. So I'm going to pass them out, and then you could talk just a little bit about it if you'd like to. I know it's not something you normally do, and But if you can just give a couple of insights as to, you know, what the program's about and why it's a little bit different and how it works down there. I think a lot of, I would just love to have as many people as possible from this group here go learn real estate investment from you versus a lot of the other people out there teaching about it, which are a lot of me too methods that you have to, as you say, find real estate that nobody wants at all and try to make it like that. And I know that you and Kim are doing amazingly well, extraordinarily well. And I also know that you're making your money, a lot of it, in the real estate field at this point in time. And it's the same principles for everywhere. And so a lot of the other teachers out there, I love them and respect them, but I know that they make their money elsewhere. They make their money in the training arena versus the real estate arena. And I think that's what I love about you guys, is that you guys are doing it on a worldwide basis, anywhere. And you take very specific principles and you're actually creating wealth and holding wealth in the real estate methods that you teach. So I would just encourage our people to take advantage of a situation like this, because it's not that often that you actually go ahead and put on a program where you're actually going to teach your own secrets, yes?
That's correct. So for those who are listening, as I believe it's the end of April, I'm doing a real estate course here in Phoenix. I only do one of those a year. And first of all, I appreciate the acknowledgement, but I do invest throughout the world. And so when people say, well, is this for U.S. only? Absolutely not, because I invest in property throughout the world. So the principles, the laws may be a little bit different from country to country, but the principles are the same. And what makes my course a little bit different is that I go a lot into the tax strategies and the corporate strategies. We also teach people how to find the deals. How do you analyze a property? We have analysis programs. You just crank numbers in, and you can tell within, let's say, a minute that a property is good or bad, how to structure an offer. And then the other people that will be there will be like my property managers, and they'll tell you how to manage the property for profit, because if you mismanage a property, you lose a lot of money, because that's where most of the money is made in losses, in management. And the third thing is how to find the money, and then my investment bankers, my mortgage brokers will be there, and they'll be talking to you how to structure the deal, how to raise the capital. And also is for those of you who want to become professional real estate syndicators, I have a couple of friends who are syndicators. In other words, what they do is they find large pieces of either a large building or a large tract of land, and they syndicate it by becoming general partners and selling shares of it to limited partners or to other investors. And so you'll receive a pretty diverse spectrum on all aspects of the kind of real estate we do. The most beautiful thing about real estate is two things. Again, I'll say it again. The tax laws are in your favor far more than stocks and mutual funds and bonds. I get more of a tax break from real estate. The second thing is banks will throw money at you for real estate. They'll give you money if you structure your offers properly. If you structure your offers properly, there's not a problem in finding the money. If you don't structure your offer properly, they'll just say, no, I'm sorry, we're not interested in investing, not lending you the money. So one of the quickest ways to get rich, not in the property, but in the banker's money, how they will finance your deal for you. Also, there will be our corporate guys tell you how you can incorporate in the U.S. That's what we would like to do. So it's a pretty comprehensive package, more than just finding a deal for nothing down and flipping it, because that's really not what I do. I don't like flipping property because it takes me too long to find one. So I'd rather hold on to good property the same way Warren Buffett does. People who buy and flip properties, that's a profession to them. They don't really get too wealthy if they're doing it that way. I really believe in buying it, holding it, and if the property goes up in value, I borrow the money out. Let's say a property goes from $1 million to $2 million. I can borrow $600,000 tax-free out of it. And I like that. That's tax-free money, and you can do it too. So that's what the three-day program will be about in Phoenix, Arizona.
I know that... I don't want to mention his name because many of our people know him, and some people, I won't say what course he works with us in, but his name is Blair Singer.
All right.
Yes. And Blair is one of your Rich Dad Advisory series. He wrote the book Sales Dogs, and he actually teaches one of our programs with us. And those of you who know, a lot of you, raise your hand if you know what program that is. Yes? We'll keep it quiet right now. One of the things that he was saying is that one of the difficulties is getting into one of your real estate programs. And I know that you have a limited number of people that you let in and that it happens only once a year. So first of all, I thank you for giving me the heads up on it, because as I said earlier, I would love our people to learn the skill. The what?
Skill.
The skill of real estate. Understanding it from the inside out in a way that creates wealth. Real estate is a wealth creation vehicle. Yes or yes?
Yes.
And that's one of the things that is very different about this vehicle than many other vehicles. As we said earlier, most of the people who have made their money and held their money do it in real estate. Wealthy people are involved in real estate. I would say, Robert, what would you say the percentage of wealthy people who have or are involved in real estate in some way?
Well, look at it this way. Everybody thinks Warren Buffett's a doc. Warren Buffett owns 2/3, or 24% or 25% of every real estate broker in America works for him.
Okay.
I sit to laugh at these people. They don't understand that real estate is the industry. It's the basis.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that's happening is that, you know, I'm not crazy about the stock market, very simply because so many people have lost so much money that for the next few years, every time the stock market rises, people will sell to get their profit back. So the chances of the stock market going up value are slim to none right now. The other aspect about real estate is the economists figured out that in America, I don't know the Canadian laws, the demographics, but in America, in the next 25 years, the population of America is set to go up between 50 to 75 million people. And that's a lot, another third of the fourth of the population in 25 years. So if you think real estate's expensive today, just wait 10 years. I mean, there's one thing you have to have is you have to have a roof over your head, or most people have to have one. So it's demographics is your future. Just look at the demographics, and more people are being born, people are living longer, and things like this. So the population of America is going up, so that's why I'm buying as much as I can, smartly, of course. I don't want to pay too much. But property is becoming more and more expensive simply because there's more and more people who need it. So that's the future.
So I would suggest, A, you learn the skill, the what?
Skill.
Of real estate. B, you learn it in a very simple and easy manner that works. That what?
Works.
In what world? The real world. What world?
Real.
In the real world. And next, I recommend, like myself, you learn it from the best people on the planet, the people who are doing it and making fortunes and fortunes of money, earning it and holding it, holding their wealth thereafter. Because again, as I've said to you many times, it's one thing to make your money, it's another thing to keep your money, and it's a whole other world to grow your money. You understand that? And I believe that Robert is one of the true models in this world of the business sense, of the real estate sense, of the teaching sense, of what it takes to do all three of those things. Robert, I want to take this opportunity from 1,000 Wealth and Wisdom participants who are having a great time here to send you love and thank you so much for your time. Thank you for what you're doing for the world in this arena. Give him a big round of applause, guys.
Give a standing ovation.
Okay. So, Robert, you still on?
I'm honored. Thanks. Great.
Thanks for being with us. And again, not only are you extremely rich and you teach people how to do it, which is what I love about you. I love when rich people teach people how to do this. Yes?
Yeah.
Because there's not that many of us actually go out and teach. There's a lot of coaches who aren't doing very well who teach a lot of stuff. And like yourself, I agree that I don't know where they're coming from. So I love what you're doing. And I love the message that you're putting out there of creating wealth, of becoming financially literate, of educating, and educating yourself. I thank you so much. I will see you shortly. Please give my regards to Kim and the rest of the crew. Send them all our love. And we'll see you on the infomercials. We'll see you at the event. So, Robert, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Best of luck to all of you. Thank you very much.
Guys.
It's an honor.